AP News for Friday, August 27th. I'm Tim McGuire. On Thursday, President Biden promised to find the Islamic State group in Afghanistan responsible for the airport bombing that killed 13 U.S. service members and 169 Afghans.
We will hunt you down and make you pay.
U.S. Central Command says there was a drone strike against an Islamic State member believed to have been involved in the planning of the attacks against the U.S. in Kabul. Hurricane Ida should be a Category 4 storm heading into landfall Sunday in Louisiana, the 16th anniversary of Katrina. National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Schott.
At that time, it's possible that we could have sustained winds getting close to 140 miles per hour with wind gusts close to or in excess of 170 miles per hour.
The storm surge could be 15 feet or more, and upwards of 20 inches of rain are in the forecast. A review by the nation's intelligence agencies couldn't pin down just where the coronavirus pandemic started. Jackie Quinn explains.
President Biden had ordered a review this spring, with the initial findings that COVID likely began from either animal-to-human transmission or a leak from a lab. According to a report summary, four members of the U.S. intelligence community said with low confidence the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes the first human infection was linked to a lab, although the experts don't believe it was intended as a bioweapon and don't think China's leaders knew about the virus until the start of the global pandemic. The director of national intelligence says China's refusal to fully cooperate with the U.S. and international investigators has hampered the study. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News. The man who killed Bobby Kennedy is closer to parole. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
At his 16th parole hearing Friday, the now 77-year-old Sirhan Sirhan told members of the California Parole Board he has learned to control his anger and is committed to living peacefully. Sirhan was convicted of first-degree murder for the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Kennedy, who was running for president, had just given a victory speech after winning the California Democratic primary when he was gunned down at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Sirhan, a Christian Palestinian from Jordan, has said he doesn't remember the killing, but Sirhan has acknowledged he was angry at Kennedy for his support of Israel. The ruling by the two-person panel now goes to the California Parole Board staff. It will then be sent to the California governor, who will have the final say. I'm Mike Gracia.
A passenger boat carrying more than 100 people sank after collision on a large pond in Bangladesh. 21 people are dead, some 50 others missing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.